Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of the show. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Another week.
Another show.
So you're all set for Memorial. This is Memorial Day weekend. Woo! You all set?
Yay.
Yay. Okay. Well, I got to see Springsteen last night.
Huh?
Well, not last night. Thursday night. Because by the time this uploads, it's Saturday. But yeah. And it was cool. Very cool.
Cool.
Yep, had fun. Can't complain. I wanted to take the hearse to go to the concert, and my brother didn't want to do that, so...
Good idea.
It's fun, man.
Yeah.
And now Green Day's coming in July. They'll be in Madison Square Garden July 27th. I have joined the Idiot Club, so I get the pre-sale advance notice and
you're the president,
code.
Huh?
No. I wish. But, yeah, hopefully. But now with them being in Madison Square Garden, I can't take the hearse because you wouldn't drive into that. You just take the train. It goes right in, you know, which is nice. But either way, as long as I get tickets, as long as I get to see my Green Day, May 15th, their new album came out. I had it on pre-order, so I can listen
to
that. Yeah, I know. You figured that out by now. I'm a Green Day fan, right?
No.
I don't know what it is about that band, but I just, you know, maybe it's because, like, you know, Billy Joe Armstrong is a fellow Aquarius, you know.
I wouldn't know.
Well, he is. He's an Aquarius. That's what you can tell in his lyrics, the satire and the sarcasm and the...
Well, we can't tell that in you.
Not at all. I always said, you know, if you get, you like, that last wish type of deal, like, my thing would be, like, I just would love to just sit down, have a cup of coffee with him, and just over coffee and just talk, you know? Because it's, like, I'm sure the Aquarian minds would be, like, it would just be amazing, you know? He'd probably come up with, actually, more song ideas, too, because, you know, having an Aquarian mirror.
You're just full of it.
Aquarian mirror to, like, reflect back to him even more of his, you know, way out there insanity.
Yep, you're pretty close.
Yeah, hey, I got 5 planets in Aquarius. I am, like, you know, if it wasn't for Capricorn rising, which is an earth sign, I would be completely untethered. So, anyway, enough of that. So, cemetery hunts have been updated because I was going to take people out on Saturday night of Memorial Day weekend, or was it Friday night? Either or, but I can't do it now because I have a couple more things to do to work on ghost hunting New York City that I got scheduled, so.
So you're screwed.
So you're not going with me, people. But May 30th, Dina will be taking people to the Union Cemetery in Hackettstown. And June 6th, Brian McCauley will do Rose Hill Cemetery in Mattawan.
Mac.
Yeah. June 13th, Dina will take people to the Presbyterian Cemetery, Hampton. It's off of Route 31, and it's the only one that's going to take place in Hunterdon County. And June 27th, she's taken people to this other Union Cemetery in Independence. I believe that's the one on Cemetery Road. It's pretty cool. July 11th, she's taken people to Cedar Ridge Cemetery in Blairstown. July 18th, Brian McCauley has taken people to Bayview Cemetery in Leonardo. July 25th, Dina's taken people to Thatcher Methodist Cemetery in Franklin Township. And August 8th, she's taken people to Union Brick Cemetery in Blairstown. August 22nd. Mac is taking people to Mount Olivet in Middletown. That's tentative. He's still waiting to hear back from them. And then there's Labor Day weekend, and then we have 2 after Labor Day weekend that are to be determined. So you can stay tuned to the homepage of njghs.net. That's where we, you know, keep updating these things. And obviously, if you're part of the Yahoo group, you would get an email if you were planning on going to a cemetery hunt. But the weather turns bad, we do have to call it. We can't run the risk of people getting hurt with thunder and lightning, and we certainly, you can't investigate if it's raining, because there goes any photo and stuff, and you don't want your equipment getting ruined. All right, meeting announcements. All righty. June 3rd, Hazlitt Library from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leader, Brian McCauley, Mac. It will be there. June 16th. From 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. That's team leader Dina Chirico leading that meeting. And this month's topic for June, demonology and exorcism. All meetings are free and open to the public to attend. We always have a share and scare segment, so bring your evidence if you'd like it reviewed. And we'll be right back.
Now's your chance to take what should be your last ride and get out alive. Morbid Mobile Tours lets you climb in through the suicide door or end loader and head out to the infamous Shades of Death Road in Warren County. While you're seated in the very space where dead bodies took the ride to their final resting place, you'll hear the grim tales of ghosts, murder, and disease. Jezebel is a beautiful 1983 Cadillac hearse who served her time in funeral processions and now is dying to take you with her on this haunted trail. Tours are $25 per victim and depart from the Hackettstown train station. To book your tour, visit Morbid Mobile Tours page by clicking the license plate on the homepage of the NJGHS.net website. Morbid Mobile Tours, we're waiting to take you away. Before the end of our lives,
we're trying to figure out what is causing this massive die-off of bats that's occurring here in the Northeast and spreading.
We could see the end of an entire species of bats.
And this is, in terms of bats, this is turning out to be, appears at this point, to be about as bad as one's imagination could have it.
I think you need to pass along this love of the earth down, because it's, if you lose it, then we lose the earth in many ways.
Be a part of history for the filming of a new documentary and music journey at the Benefit for Caves concert, a music festival benefiting cave and bat preservation, 7 p.m. Saturday, August 8, 2009, at the Widow Jane Mine, Rosendale, New York.
We can help in some small way. We'd like to be able to do that. And only through generous contributions and sponsorship, we may be able to fit a few hundred people into the entrance of this mine, the Widow Jane Mine. Hopefully we can do it.
The Benefit for Caves, August 8th, 2009 at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale soon through the Tri-State Speleologic Society. For more information, visit benefitforthecaves.com, a production of the Tri-State Speleological Society, Incorporated, and Galileo Productions, LLC.
Hi, I'm Patrick Burns of True TV's Haunting Evidence and Paranormal Researcher, and you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Now, do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit, which means only one Parashare is necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's a $75 value. And that's your astrological blueprint. So if you rack it up, we'll keep track, and we'll let you know, and you can send me your birth date, time, and place, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with my handwritten notes, too. This week's Parashare comes from a person who wishes to remain anonymous. It was about 20 years ago when we lived down south. My daughter went down to the basement to retrieve pet food for the dog. As she turned around to come back up the stairs, she saw the full-body apparition of a Confederate soldier standing on the first landing of the staircase. He moved his head up and down as if scanning my daughter, and then turned around and walked right through the wall. My daughter let out a horrific scream. I heard her scream and came to the top of the stairs, and she was on the landing trying to come up the stairs. She looked at me and said, "Mom, a man, he went right through the wall." I met her halfway down the stairs and led her up to the kitchen and calmed her down. She was white as a sheet and shaking terribly. I knew she had seen something. This was not like her to make up stories. When she calmed down, she told me the whole story of her encounter as I detailed above. Wow.
Nice.
Pretty good. You know what? I think we should parashare. Anything you got?
No.
From your childhood, anything that got you into... What about when you worked at the bar? That's how you became a member of NJGHS. You called us in.
Yes. I said other people had been experiencing things.
Oh, but that wasn't you personally.
Nope.
Oh, you're the ghost driver,
I'm
a weigher.
No, I'm the spirit dampener.
Spirit dampener. Well, I can tell you one. I probably told you this, but...
Probably.
When I was a kid, my brother and I, we had... We were living down in Jacksonville, and my father's company transferred him pretty immediately back up to New Jersey.
Oh, yes, I know the story.
And... my grandmother did the best she could to find a rental house on such short notice, and she found this 140-year-old dump in Chatham Township, okay? And when we pulled up, there's a tombstone on the front lawn. I tell you no lie, the car door hit it when I opened my door to get out. My mother didn't believe me till she got out and walked around and saw this tombstone. We arrive at the house. My father has all he can do to bash on the front door with the key to get it to open. Tumbleweeds, dust bunnies the size of tumbleweeds go rolling across the floor, so we have to, clean completely before we can move our stuff off the truck and into the house. So we get all settled in for the night. The next day, we get up, we're going to school, and at this point, we're both going to go to public school. You know, my brother's going to go to Southern Boulevard in Chatham Township, and I'm going to just roll down the hill, because Lafayette Middle School was right next door to this rental house. And, so, that said, coming from Catholic school and living in Florida, we didn't have much in the way of clothing, so it's pretty rough, you know, as a social adjustment, let me tell you, when you switched gears to public school and, you know, I'm living in Florida, I either had my uniform for school or I just had shorts and tank tops, you know, tube tops, whatever. But anyway, so my grandmother, God bless her, she did the best she could, she bought me some clothes, but it's like, imagine going to school basically dressed one notch above Garanimals, you know, really embarrassing. Anyway, so we go to our first day of school. We come home from school, and my grandmother had driven my brother home, and she was going to go back to her house, which was a couple towns over. And my brother and I, we have all the boxes. Everything's piled. We've got the TV balanced on the stereo speakers in the living room, but we made a path to where we could get to the what was originally our formal living room furniture, which was French provincial. It was real pretty. In our formal living room in the house in Florida is now just in this crummy living room, and we've got boxes everywhere. But we made a path so we could sit on this couch facing the TV, balanced on the speakers. We put on some cartoons. We started doing our homework. And we're sitting opposite of that front door of the house. We're watching TV, doing homework. All of a sudden, wham, that door flies wide open. And my brother and I look at each other, and I'm like, okay, you know, because all I could think of was my father had to really wail on this. And even when I got home from school that day, I had to really bang away on it to get it to open. And now it just blew wide open. So I got up and I didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. I closed the door. I told you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have I told this on the show before?
Probably.
Oh, God, I hope not. If I do, I apologize. If I did, I apologize. But it's really cool because I sat back down. And within 10 minutes, the thing blew open again. We still didn't say anything. I got up, I closed it, sat down, we continued doing homework. Another 10 minutes went by, and it blew open again. And as I was walking towards it, I said, "Hey, Mabel, nice to see you. Welcome home." And I slammed the door shut. And I don't know to this day why that came out of my mouth, Mabel, but that's what I said. "Nice to see you. Welcome home." I slammed the door, sat down. It didn't blow open again. All right. Next day we come home from school, we're doing homework, same thing happens, the door blows wide open. I figure I'm going to just cut to the chase, I get up and say, "Hey Mabel, welcome home," close the door. That's all she wanted to do. This spirit wanted to be recognized that she was home with us, and that as long as I said her name and welcome home, she wouldn't keep opening the door. So a couple weeks go by, my father had bought this really pretty antique three-way lamp at some antique sale. He stood us all in line and commanded that he was putting in the bulbs as 20, 40, and 60. He wanted it to go from dimmest to brightest, that no one was to touch this lamp and to leave it the way he wanted it. We're like, okay, we get it. And he even said to my mother, "Call your mother, my Gram, and let her know not to switch these light bulbs around. This is how I want it." Okay, so the next night he comes home from work, sits down to open the paper, turns the light on, and it starts out at 60 watts. He flicks it again, it goes to 40, and then it goes down to 20 when he flicks it again. Of course, he calls us all in on the carpet. He wants to know who was playing a gag, who went and switched the bulbs around, and none of us had. My brother and I even knew better. We weren't even going to touch the stinking lamp. We put on a different lamp when we got home. We figured I don't even go near that one. And my mother, you know, she's like, I just got home from work. I haven't touched it. He had my grandmother on the phone practically in tears because he was saying it had to have been you. You had to have done this. And she's like, no, I did not touch the lamp. And that's when I started giggling. And he's like, what, did you do it? And I'm like, no. I said, I think the ghost did it. And he's like, oh, please don't. There's no such thing as ghosts and stuff. And I'm like, well, that's when I told him. I said, but each day after school, the door blows open. And when I say, hi, Mabel, it ends. And my father's like, okay, whatever. So as time goes by, Mabel begins to be more interactive with me, to where I could put my job when my mom was cooking dinner was for me to set the table, and I would take the dishes, I'd put them in the center of the table, and I was just kidding one night. I said, Mabel, set the table, and the dishes rattled. They didn't move, but they rattled, and I thought, wow. I looked over, you know, my mom is still cooking at the stove. She didn't hear or see me, and I thought, oh, all right. So I just set the table. The next night, I put the dishes down. I go, Mabel, set the table. And they rattled and actually slid just like maybe half an inch. But it was a movement that I saw with my own eyes. Unfortunately, my mother saw it. And she's like, don't you do that kind of stuff. Because she thought, wow, you know. She's like, that's a sign of the devil. You're doing things like that. You know, because we're very Catholic when I was growing up. So she's like, don't be doing that stuff in this house. So then I wouldn't do it. So then one night, you know, my father was there, and I said, Dad, watch this. Mabel, set the table. And on command, they wiggled, and they just slid just a little bit, but enough that you could notice it. And my father, being the engineer that he is, he said, get the level. And I'm like, well, he goes, go get the level. So I had to go get the level. He said, put it on the floor. I'm like, okay, the floor is slanting. He goes, right. And the dishes slid in the direction of which this whole, because this was an addition mm-hmm. put on this 140-year-old house where the new kitchen and the dining area was that we normally ate in. And he proved that the floor was crooked, you know. And given that, you know, we were moving into the warmer weather and there's moisture, there was probably condensation on the plates. And that's why, with it being on level and condensation, they slid. That's great, you know, that's the engineer in him, but on command was my contention. I'm like, how many times have I stood here and said, Mabel, set the table, and these things have rattled and moved, you know? I mean, condensation doesn't just, oh, okay, because you said so, I'll condensate and make things slide, you know? So of course, again, my mother was like, I don't want that kind of stuff, you know? But I told you the scary part was there was this male spirit who mainly stayed in the basement, and one night he came up the stairs. And it was well after my father had gone to bed. My cat, who was sleeping right above my head, stood up and arched its back and was hissing, and its tail was three times the size. And I'm like, when those footsteps stopped outside my door and that cat was reacting like that, I was like, that's so not my dad. And I ran, I jumped in bed with my parents because I was petrified. And the next morning, my mom wanted to know what happened. I told her. My father starts going through the whole house looking to see if somebody had broken in, but then he was like, wait a minute, we have a dog. The dog would have barked if, you know, he'd heard it, and no, the dog never barked. And finally we moved out of that house. They bought the house that they're in to this day in Chatham, in the borough. And our first night, when we finally got to sit down to dinner in the new house, the kitchen door that's from, there's like a door that's like at the level of the driveway, and when you come in, you can either go down, we have seen it, Brian, you can go down to the basement mm-hmm. or you can go up three steps to the kitchen. It was that door right by the refrigerator of the kitchen that blew wide open. And I got up from the dining room table and I went, hey, Mabel, we're okay now. You can go back. And I closed the door. I sat back down. My mother's like, I don't want that in this house. Don't bring it into. I said, it's done. She's done. She just wanted to make sure we were settled in. So I guess intuitively I knew that she wanted to check on us, and that it never happened again. But it was interesting because there was no breezeway or any, you know, engineering or logical way to explain that door opening, and it was the only time it ever did it, you know.
Stupid Christmas decorations.
What?
That's when I had to go there.
Oh, when we were picking up Christmas stuff? Oh, no, that's when we were moving everything out of Peter and Charles'
yeah,
house.
Yeah, all Christmas stuff.
A lot of it was Christmas stuff, yeah, and we had to lug it there. Anyway, so that's the Parashare people. That's how you do it. And thank you to Anonymous for sending in her daughter's encounter with a Confederate apparition. And we'll be right back.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment, Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
This is Troy Taylor, founder of the American Ghost Society, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
It's time for Paranormal Pictionary. Each week, a picture of paranormal relevance will appear on the Deadline page of the NJGHS.net website. Actually, a portion of the picture will appear beginning the day the show uploads. Each day, following the initial upload of the show, another portion of the picture will appear. By Tuesday, if no one has identified the picture, the entire picture will be posted. Obviously, if someone figures it out before the entire picture is revealed, the announcement will be made on the Deadline page and the entire picture will appear. The first person to email the deadline at njghs.net with the correct identification of the picture will win an NJGHS t-shirt and membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunters. If you're already a member, you can pass along your winning membership to a family member or friend, but keep the t-shirt for yourself. As always, NJGHS team leaders are not allowed to participate in this contest. Also, winners must not have won in the past 30 days via the NJGHS site or the deadline. Now, last week's picture was the Winchester Mystery House. Okay, very cool. This week, you'll have to check out njghs.net, thedeadline.html, to see this week's Paranormal Pictionary. Give it a shot. Email the deadline at njghs.net, and good luck. Hey, I just want to remind everybody, on June 13th, Night Watchers Tours heads to the Shanley Hotel in New York and will feature the renowned spiritual medium Robin Marie, along with Todd Sheets and many more paranormal celebs. For tickets, you can go to www.nightwatchers.info. And plans for the first New England Paracon are now underway and are being produced by the spiritual medium Robin Marie and C.C. Carroll, the Huntress. The New England Paracon will be targeted for September 2009 and held in the greater Boston area, where it will feature an honorary award for outstanding achievement in paranormal research. This year, going to Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. Brian, be nice. Watch for more details in the upcoming month. Another reminder, you should check out the Ohio Paranormal Convention, taking place August 14th to 16th in Dayton, Ohio. My editor for the series of America's Haunted Road Trip, John Kachuba, will be there, along with great paranormal people like Stephen LaChance and Keith Age. It's taking place in Dayton, Ohio, and you can check out ohioparacon.com for all the details. Thanks to Brian Klein, who's the co-founder of Southern Ohio Paranormal Research, for bringing this to our attention. You can check out Brian Klein's website at southernohioparanormal.org. Don't forget to vote for the show, the deadline, on Podcast Alley if you haven't already. I know it's later in the month, but every little bit helps. Make sure you sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo group. The link is on the homepage of njghs.net. This way you get the latest announcements about cemetery hunts, meetings, and other news blasted into your email inbox. And don't forget to be a friend on America's Haunted Road Trip. It's the MySpace of the paranormal. Go to americashauntedroadtrip.com and register today. You'll get to network with paranormal authors from the series of books, as well as other investigators and paranormal fans. Anything else?
No, you said a mouthful.
I know, it's pretty good, huh? It's just like in...
That's you.
But you know, like, when I was younger and really into singing and stuff, I had a much better... I could go even longer. It's like, now it's like, between smoking and being old, it's like, I love when Jim Carrey does that. And he's like struggling to get the last words out. He does it all on one breath. It's hysterical. Anyway, let's say thank you ever so much to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
Our team leaders, Dina Tirico and Brian McCauley. Of course, thanks to all seven of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.